Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking an Amen-style vocal texture and turning it into a saturated, DJ-friendly arrangement element in Ableton Live 12. The goal here is not just to make the vocals sound dirty. The real move is to make it behave like part of the track structure, so it can carry tension in the intro, hit with the drop, support the breakdown, and still leave enough room for your drums and bass to breathe. If you've ever had vocals in a drum and bass track that felt either too pretty or too smashed, this lesson is about finding that sweet spot in the middle. We want something sampled, rhythmic, damaged, and controlled. More like a dark vocal shard than a full lead vocal. Think chopped phrases, short dub-style hits, little form and shifted fragments, and saturated tails that sit in the groove instead of floating above it. First, choose a vocal source that can handle heavy processing. A spoken phrase, a rough ad-lib, a short radio-style line, or even just a few strong syllables can work really well. Long emotional sung vocals usually need more work, so for this style, short and characterful is often better. Bring the sample into an audio track, and if your project isn't already around 174 BPM, set it there now. That fast tempo is part of the DNB pressure, and it also means your warp settings need to be tight. Warp the sample so it locks to the grid. If the vocal is tonal and you want to preserve its character, try Complex Pro. If you want it to sound rougher and more old school, repitch can be great. For chopped fragments, beats can also work if the transients are doing the heavy lifting. As a starting point, try pitching the vocal down a few semitones, maybe -3 to -7, and nudge the formants slightly lower too. That alone can darken the sound without making it unreadable. Now comes the fun part, turning the vocal into a rhythmic engine. Instead of leaving it as one continuous phrase, slice it to a new MIDI track. In Ableton, you can right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients if the performance has clear consonants or punchy attacks. If not, slicing by eighth notes can give you a more controlled grid-based result. Once the slices are on a simpler device, you can trigger them like drum hits. This is where the Amen-style logic comes in. We're not necessarily trying to copy the Amen break itself. We're borrowing the idea of chopped, syncopated, percussive movement. Treat the vocal fragments like part of the break edit. Let them answer the drums, leave gaps, and build little conversational phrases. A good pattern might be one short phrase in bar 1, a more urgent fragment in bar 2, a little space or a reverse tail in bar 3, and then a more saturated response hit in bar 4. That kind of phrasing makes the vocal feel intentional instead of random. And here's a big teacher tip. Don't overfill it. In drum and bass, negative space is part of the groove. If every slice is firing all the time, the vocal will compete with your snare and bass line. Sometimes the best move is removing a hit, not adding another one. Once the rhythmic idea is working, route the vocal slices into a group or onto an audio track, so you can process them together. A solid stock chain in Ableton would be EQ8, saturator, drum bus or roar if you want more aggression, then a compressor or glue compressor, and maybe an auto filter for movement. Keep the low end out of the vocal texture with a high pass around 120 to 180 Hz. That's especially important in DNB, where the sub and kick need to stay clean. On saturator, start with a few dB of drive, maybe 2 to 6, and turn soft clip on if needed. That gives you density without instantly crushing the transients. Drum bus can add a nice percussive bite too, especially if you use a little drive and keep crunch under control. If the vocal gets harsh, don't just back off the drive and call it a day. Often the fix is a small cut somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHz, because that's where a lot of the bite and pain lives when saturation gets aggressive. The key thing to remember is gain staging. We want the vocal to feel loud and gritty, but not so loud that it steals headroom from the snare or bass. In a DNB mix, if the vocal sounds amazing solo but the drop suddenly feels smaller, that's usually a balance problem, not a sound design problem. Now let's place the vocal in the arrangement like a real DJ would expect it. Think in 16-bar and 32-bar phrases. For example, your intro might run 16 bars with a filtered vocal texture appearing sparingly. Then the next 16 bars can introduce a few more chops and maybe hint at the bass line. When the drop lands, the vocal becomes more reactive, answering the drums and bass in short bursts. In the breakdown, you can stretch the vocal out, open up the filter, and let the reverb tail breathe. Then in the second drop, you can come back harder, more chopped, and more saturated. That structure matters because DNB is all about energy management. A vocal texture can be the hook in the intro, a tension layer before the drop, a response to the bass, or a bridge into the next section. If the phrase progression is clear, the whole track feels more DJ-friendly. The intro and outro need enough space for mixing, and the drop needs a clean, obvious shift in energy. To add movement, automate your filter cutoff, and maybe automate saturator dry very subtly across phrases. You can use auto filter to slowly open the vocal in the lead up to a section, then close it down again to make room for the drop. A short reverb throw on the last word of a phrase can also be really effective. Echo works great too if you want a dubby little repeat that lands just before a transition. One of the best techniques here is resampling. Bounce the processed vocal texture to audio, then chop the bounce again. This gives you a more broken, accidental, discovered feel. That's really useful in jungle and darker rollers, because a slightly mangled sound often feels more authentic than something cleanly programmed. You can reverse a few tails, place them before a snare hit, or use a reverse fragment before the bass comes back in. Those little edits make the arrangement feel alive. Another important idea is to interlock the vocal with the drums and bass instead of letting it float on its own. Try placing a vocal hit where the snare doesn't land, or have the vocal phrase end exactly where the bass line re-enters. If you're working with an Amen-style break or an Amen-inspired drum pattern, tuck the vocal shards into the gaps between ghost notes and kick transients. That makes the vocal feel like part of the groove rather than an extra layer on top. Mix-wise, keep the vocal mostly in the mid-range. If it starts smearing the stereo image, mono check it. And if you're using reverb, high pass the return so you don't muddy the low mids. A really practical rule is this: the vocal should still be readable on small speakers, but it should not compete with the authority of the snare. If the snare loses its bite, reduce the vocal level or carve a bit around 1.5 to 3 kHz. For transitions, use the vocal texture like glue. At the end of every 8 or 16 bars, duplicate the last slice, add a quick reverb throw, and automate the filter downward as you approach the change. Then cut the dry signal for half a bar before the new section lands. When the next downbeat hits, bring the vocal back with a hard saturated stab. That kind of arrangement move can create a huge sense of impact without adding more elements. And a quick DJ-friendly reminder: make sure your intro and outro have clean bar starts. Clever edits are great, but if they hide the downbeat too much, they can become a nightmare for mixing. A great DNB arrangement always leaves the DJ enough to work with. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't keep the vocal phrase too long. In this style, shorter fragments usually work better. Second, don't let the vocal carry too much low end. High pass it. Third, if saturation makes it harsh, reduce the drive or soften the clipping instead of just piling on more processing. And finally, if the vocal is fighting the snare, move it in time or carve a small dip in the upper mids. Here's a pro tip: try layering a second octave down vocal shard quietly under the main one. Keep it lightly saturated and high passed so it adds menace without mud. Or split the roll into two layers: one dryish and rhythmic for clarity, and one heavily processed layer only for phrase endings and transitions. That gives you impact without clutter. If you want extra variation, LEV 12 follow actions can help generate evolving chopped patterns without manually drawing every change. And don't be afraid to nudge a few slices slightly ahead of or behind the grid. A tiny bit of push and pull can make the vocal feel much more human and much less looped. So here's the core idea to take away: treat the vocal as a rhythmic motif first, and a timbre second. If the pattern still feels musical when the processing is muted, you're on the right track. Then use saturation, filtering, and arrangement spacing to turn it into a controlled, gritty, DJ-friendly part of the track. For your practice, build a quick 16-bar phrase. Find one vocal sample, warp it, slice it, and make a simple 4-bar chopped pattern. Process it with EQ8, saturator, and auto filter. Keep the first 8 bars sparse and filtered, then make bars 9 through 16 denser, with one reverb throw and one reverse tail. Put an Amen-style break underneath and check whether the vocal answers the snare and leaves room for the bass. If you can make the vocal feel like part of the arrangement instead of just decoration, you've got it. That's the move. A saturated Amen-style vocal texture isn't just a sound effect. In a drum and bass track, it can become a real arrangement weapon.